everybody. Angie and I are here in Kingsley, Michigan, and we're in the height of the fall harvest season. I love harvest in northern Michigan. One thing I really like about it is as the crops come in, we seem to see an inrush of people helping people. And I think that's what life is really all about. Whether it's a harvest of food or whether it's a harvest of peace and joy and righteousness that comes from Jesus, we're to be dispensers of God's blessings to others. I want to read a verse of scripture here from the book of Romans chapter 12, and we'll read with verse 20. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will reap coals of fire on his head. And that's referring to the fact that as Christians, we don't just help those who love us or who helped us first, but we're even to have mercy and pity and compassion on an enemy. You know, that's what Jesus taught. And he said, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, I think that one of the most predominant causes of almost every sin known to man, really, is selfishness. The big I. We want something that we deserve to have, we feel. Selfishness. And it causes us to focus inward instead of outward. And when Jesus came and walked this earth, he focused outward. He focused on me. He focused on you. He didn't focus on himself. And the interesting thing about that, he knew who he was. He was completely confident and comfortable being the Christ, being the Messiah. And when you and I are comfortable in the fact that we're in him, then it's not that big of a problem for us to love somebody who hates us or to love someone who's misused us in the past or maybe even in the present. So from harvest time in northern Michigan, I want to encourage you, let the blood of Jesus defeat selfishness in your life and become a dispenser of the blessings of God to those around you. Go with God, he'll go with you.